Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Gretchen Mowney and Deanna Quietwater Noriega here in Columbia. Gretchen's actually a friend of mine. Gretchen and Deanna are both blind and spoke about the first time they met, now many years ago, at a support group. Here's Gretchen.
In 2006, I went blind, and it was obviously not an easy adjustment. And so I was working on relearning how to do a lot of things and doing blind rehab. Sometimes I just tell people I went to rehab. And I was kind of still like, I mean, not that I don't get angry now about stuff, but I was like just kind of going through like life sucks a lot back then. And I was still spending time on campus a lot. And I'd heard from this other blind guy on campus who happened to be like a CA at the time, or RA, CA, I think we call them CAs here, that there was going to be a blind support group starting up and that I should come. And I was all like, whatever, I don't need that. And I decided to go and just to see what it was like and didn't have to stay. So I was there, still very broody.
You were across the room from me.
Yeah.
I remember. And the thing that struck me was there was so much tension in your voice when you talked. You were saying the right things, but the tone of your voice wasn't matching your words. You were very upbeat, presenting yourself well, but there was this strain underlying what you were saying. So when the meeting ended, you had mentioned that you were vaguely thinking about getting a guide dog. So I walked over to you with my guide dog at the time, who was a big black German Shepherd male, and he kind of intimidated people when they looked at him. But I brought him over to you and I said, hi, I have my guide dog here. Would you like to pet him? And I normally didn't do that, but I knew it was perfectly fine with Olson, because normally if someone tried to pet him, he would just stand there very stolid with his ears very erect and stare off into space like, I don't see you. I'm working. And so when you reached your hand out and touched his head, he did something unusual. He put his head down in your lap.
And I just started crying. I always grew up with dogs, and I hadn't gotten to be around a dog in a long time, but I'd always had a connection with them and felt good with them. But also, I hadn't met another. I'd heard Deanna talk during the meeting, because this was at the end of it, and she sounded so calm and kind and nice. And to have someone come over to me, and I knew you weren't supposed to pet guide dogs, but to just offer, because I wasn't going to go ask. And this dog just put his head right in my lap, and I put my hands on his head, and he didn't move, and he had these big, funny, awesome, pointing ears, and I just started crying so hard.
Yeah, and then you said something that was not an easy thing to ask, but you asked, when will I stop being afraid? And that's when I hugged you, and I said, it's different for everybody. It will come, but it takes time.
That was Deanna Quietwater Noriega and Gretchen Mowney speaking about the first time they met at a support group for people who are blind. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.